Hey, what are your thoughts on today's 2-0 win here at Windsor Park?
Happy about 3 points. Performance was okay against a stubborn, hard-working, organised Glenavon side. We put a lot of hard work into the, you know, what way we wanted to play against Glenavon today. I think we got little bits. We got the goal out of some of the little bits that we talked about where we could get the goal, and it was an important goal by Christie. But little bits during the week that we wanted to slid balls, crosses into the box and people getting across the front, which then opened up the space for Christie. So that was a huge plus. And again, it was a tough game, as to be expected. We had a tough game against Ballymena last week. We knew coming into the game this week that Glenavon are probably one of the most unpredictable teams in the league. They did change normally, and again, to Gary's credit and their staff's credit, they changed formation. They normally play 4-4-2. I think they went 4-4-2 maybe the last 6-7 minutes of the match. But for large periods, it was 4-3-3 today, and they limited us to what we wanted to do. I think we had some little bits of joy, but probably not enough. I thought our first half, and I had a go at the players at half-time for sort of our level of performance, because I thought we were short in the first half. I don't think we got the ball and moved it and were sharp enough and quick enough. If anything, we looked a wee bit leggy. But we came out with a renewed, probably, adrenaline from half time, and we had a couple of corners and a couple of half chances in the second half. And you know, probably the fortunate thing was that when the moment come today, on a tough pitch and tough conditions today, it fell to Christie, who's in good form. He showed coolness, calmness, and a composure in his finish, and ended up getting a big goal for us.
The second goal is most welcome in these sort of games. 1-0, 3 or 4 minutes to go. You remember last week it was 1-0, one off the line, and you're thinking, phew. So today the second goal was particularly welcome, and it was also particularly welcome as it was a debut goal for young new signing Chris McKee.
Yeah, it's important. It's important for Chris. I know Ethan came in a couple of weeks ago and he hasn't sort of had too many minutes and opportunities, but we're still working in the background with Ethan, who's come from Knockbreda, so it's going to take a little bit longer, but he's going to improve the longer he's going to be here. He's been a huge plus since he came in also, but for Chris, again, it's important. Chris has obviously come from a good level. He's been well coached and well educated, not only through his time that he was at Linfield through the academy, but at Glasgow Rangers, so we know what type of sort of ability he has. He's not as fit and sharp that he will be in the coming weeks, but one thing that he does have, he's game and his running. He's game in his challenges, and more importantly today, like what we needed today, a big goal at an important stage to probably give us that, the guarantee of the 3 points. When the chance fell to him, he stayed composed. Probably a couple of things he could have done with it. He could have slashed it on the volley, he could have chested it and missed the opportunity, but he picked the right moment and picked the right decision and picked the right finish for a crucial goal.
Professional performances last week, this week, you know, job done, clean sheets, you know, game ticked and on we go.
Yeah, again, people will look at the game and have their own opinions on it. I thought we were good value for it today. First half, as I say, we gave up probably a couple of half chances, which we weren't pleased about, but if you have the strong belief that I do and the players and the group of players that we have and the changes that we could make when we eventually did make, sometimes you're always wary of making too many changes too early, because you're always hoping a Mzinga moment might pop up, or a Jordan Stewart, Murray Donnelly, Salam Miller, some of the more attacking players that have been here, that they're going to give you a little bit of moment of brilliance. But we're also aware that there's other people on the bench who can come on and make changes. We're missing a few still. Our squad's not overly big, which again I'm pleased about, because then you're not having to worry about carrying 3, 4, 5 players who you know is basically just making the numbers up. We don't want that. I think we've had that maybe a couple of seasons ago and whatever else, and it becomes hard to manage at times, and people are asking questions when the team's winning and you're winning, you're on a good run. Why can't I play and I need to be playing and I need to be doing this, and then it becomes a wee bit of a probably hassle at times. The transfer window's still open, we are still looking, we're still active, and we probably could have signed 4 or 5 players. There's been options thrown at us which I didn't think were appropriate. We could have signed 4 or 5 players and brought them in and basically been bench players or in the stand just to make up the numbers, which I'm certainly not going to be doing. But we're still looking.
One player who was on the bench today who will be glad to see who made it onto the field was, after injury, was Cammy Palmer. So it's one option coming back.
Yeah, Cammy coming back. And again, Cammy's only trained basically a day yesterday, so credit to him for getting through the 6-7 minutes that we wanted to, because Kyle McLean's race was run, basically. And again, Kyle's been unbelievable for us since coming back with a long-term injury. But Cammy gives you the legs, the extra little legs that we probably needed at this stage. I say we have so many good options in the middle of the pitch. The last couple of weeks where Cammy's been missing and Chris has been missing, you're basically going with the same three. But it's going to be crucial for us going forward that Cammy stays fit. And when Cammy's fit, then you're still hoping that Fallon and McLean and Mulgrew are going to be fit. And then when Shieldsy's back in fit, then you have a huge amount of opportunities to play different shapes, different formations, different players for different games.
You must be looking forward to the day a few weeks down the line when you have Jordan Stewart, Chris Shields, yeah, Connor Pepper, probably more than that, yeah, available for selection again.
Yeah, of course. And again, we're the first to realise that probably apart from maybe two or three of the younger players maybe playing for the Swiss today, that was basically near enough what we have with the injured players. But, you know, Connor Pepper finished the season very strongly last year and was successful. Chris Shields is a huge player for us. Cammy Palmer's a huge player for us. Jordan Stewart's been a huge player and will continue to be a huge player. So it's important that you get, you want players in the round, but we don't need 24, 26, 28 players. And that's why we won't be bringing in somebody just for the sake of bringing somebody to a club to sit on the bench or make the numbers up and train.
One almighty game to look forward to on Tuesday. No rest for the wicket and all that, but Solitude is one amazing venue to go to on Tuesday night, and it would be great to go there and record another win.
Yeah, it's a tough venue. We were up there recently in the County Antrim game, albeit with probably a mixed team, and we ended up playing pretty well and getting through. But we've been up there before and the atmosphere is pretty good. They're going really well. Ross and Willie were at the game last night down in Larne, and they were fully deserving of the 3 points based on their hard work, their honesty. They have a little bit of quality, of course, and they're well managed by Paddy. So we expect a really tough game on Tuesday night. We'll hopefully come out of this game unscathed with injuries and prepare on Monday for a really, really tough game on Tuesday night.
And all the very best for a huge game. Belfast Derby, Tuesday night, Solitude, all the best for a massive game there, David.
Thanks, Andy.